From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting at least 30 people have been killed and scores wounded in a blast at a wedding in Turkey. The state-run Anadolu News Agency quotes the governor of Gaziantep province as saying the blast was due to a terror attack. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast, which Deputy Prime Minister Mehmet Simsek said appeared to be a suicide bombing. Other officials speculated on involvement of Kurdish rebels or Islamic State militants. The explosion took place in the Sahinbey district of the city, which is said to have a large number of Kurdish residents. The explosion occurred in an area where three bombings in recent days have been linked by the Ankara government to rebels from the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK. Turkey has been racked by a series of attacks in recent months, including a bombing at Istanbul Airport that killed 44 people. Another bombing in March killed 40 people in Ankara. The country is also still reeling from last month's failed coup attempt. The attack on Saturday came after Turkish Prime Minister Bin Ali Yildirim said that his country will take a more active role in Syria in the next 6 months to prevent that country from being divided along ethnic lines. Speaking to reporters in Istanbul, Mr. Yildirim said the bloodshed needs to stop. Babies, children, and innocent people should not die. He said Turkey will be more active in trying to stop the danger from getting worse in the next 6 months. Yildirim went on to say that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has no role in the country's future, but that talks with him would be necessary because he is one of the actors today, no matter whether we like it or not. This is VOA.